Joining us on the alumni audio this time, big defenseman Andy Sutton presently plays for the Atlanta Thrashers, but spent his college years in Northern Michigan, not at Northern Michigan University, but Michigan Tech. You're a Canadian kid. First of all, Andy, how did you pick going to Michigan Tech?
It sort of picked me at the time. I was sort of a young and sort of raw talent and didn't have a ton of offers, so I had a chance to go for a visit there and see the facilities, and at the time it seemed like the best option. I didn't even really wait around. I signed early on. I signed on early in October. Didn't really wait around for anything else, and it turned out to be a good fit for me.
Now, you went there, you put up some good numbers your senior year, but how much of an adjustment was it coming from playing juniors or midgets going into the college ranks for you?
Yeah, it was a big adjustment, a lot bigger than I thought it was going to be, I think. Also because I was fairly undeveloped, like from a muscular standpoint compared to other guys. I think I wasn't ready for that that aspect of things. I needed to do some work in the weight room and sort of get on more even playing field with some of these guys. I put on like 35 pounds my freshman year.
What'd you go to college at? What'd you weigh?
6'6", 200 pounds. I was
You were as big as a number two lead pencil.
That's about it. I was a total beanpole, so I had a little filling out to do.
And right now you're listed at 6'6", about 250, maybe a shade under 250. So I think you've eaten a few cheesecakes in the last few years. Talk about the importance that college played in your development as a person, not just as a hockey player.
College was huge for me, Billy. As you say, not just from a hockey standpoint, but from a growth standpoint. It's a great opportunity because it teaches you to balance a lot of different things. You have to balance your athletics with your academics and some sort of social life in there as well. So it really teaches a young person who's most oftentimes away from their family, teaches you how to have some balance in your life, and those are skills that you can take with you anywhere.
What was the best part about Michigan Tech when you were there? It's a beautiful campus. I mean, everybody knows about that. But what made you decide? I know you said that you didn't have a lot of other offers, but I guess once you were there, what made you decide that was the right thing that you had done?
I don't know. It's just I really connected with the coach at the time there, Bob Mancini. He brought me in, and I felt that he had a lot of belief in me and where I could go as a player. And that really was a big selling feature for me. They had some good assistants. I liked where the school was located. It had a real good hockey feel. It was the only Division I sport at the school, so I thought that was a big plus as well. It just felt like a good fit for me.
What did you study at college, and do you plan on using what you studied at college in your life after hockey? We're not saying you're close to having a career after hockey just yet. You're still a youngster, so to speak, but do you think you can use some of the stuff that you learned at Michigan Tech?
Yeah, I took environmental engineering. I left early my senior year to go play with San Jose, so I have about 5 classes left. I definitely plan on finishing them, and I think, and I've spoken with my wife about this, I'm probably going to go back to school, maybe into architectural school when I'm done. So I think that in combination with the architecture will be a good addition.
All right, let's talk hockey for a minute at Michigan Tech. Your best, or do you have a best hockey memory from your 4 years as a Husky?
I do, actually. It was my sophomore year, and although I wasn't as big a part of the team as I was my senior year, we went to the Final Five, and I still remember Bob Mancini coming in and carrying the Bible into the locker room and giving the guys a speech from the David and Goliath story. And It was probably one of the fondest memories I have. We came in and we beat out number one Colorado College. Went to the finals, and although we didn't fare well in the finals against the Gophers, it was definitely the greatest experience I had in college.
Lastly, if you were to talk to a young kid, a 15, 16, 17-year-old kid, why would you tell them to go to college, or would you tell them to go to college, and if so, why?
I think I would tell anybody to go to college because the bottom line is if you're a good enough player, they're going to find you no matter where you play, and you may as well get an education in the process. And like I said earlier, it teaches you so many things about yourself that I don't think you get just playing junior, going to high school, and you know, living in a small Canadian town or whatever. You know, you get a life experience that you can't trade in for anything.
That's Andy Sutton, big defenseman for the Atlanta Thrashers, and soon to be a graduate from Michigan Tech.